You cannot have peace and blessing without being under authority. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7 says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." Government means authority. Israel did not have shalom because they refused to stay in line with God's governing authority, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. But Jesus came to reverse the curse of being out of covenant and to bring peace, blessing, and an abundant life through a new covenant. He brought the authority of the kingdom full of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. In order to receive that, we have to be submitted to him and to those he puts in authority over us. When your mind is governed by the Spirit of God, when you think like a saint, when you think good thoughts, and when your mind is not controlled by your flesh, and you are submitted to authority, you will receive the blessing of God. The Word of God will help you submit to his authority and not be a carnally minded Christian and expect prosperity and peace. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 7. As this scripture passage says, when you are carnally minded, you are not able to be subject to law and authority. Your mind is ruled by the flesh and determined to go its own way, but at the end of that is destruction. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. Some people can't prosper because of their minds. They are fleshly. But when you are spiritually minded and have submitted your thoughts to the Lord's authority, you will have life and peace, life and prosperity, life and life more abundantly. God wants you, as a saint of God, to renew your mind. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. He wants you to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Who is your authority? Parents, pastor, professors, local and federal government officials, and boss, whether you like them or not, or whom you are subject to on the earth. You are to pray for them. You are to submit yourself to their instruction and commands, as long as they do not stand in direct conflict with God's laws. Don't think that because you don't like your pastor, boss, governor, or even the president, that you don't have to respect their authority. Jesus said to give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Even though you don't agree with the ruling authority in the natural realm, does not mean that God has not sat that person there for a season and a reason. God establishes the authority in the earth and removes it in his time. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 11 through 12. We may not understand why a person is in a position of authority, but God's ways are higher than ours. So as we are subject to God, we are subject to man. Even Jesus found favor in the eyes of earthly authority. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Submit to authority and be blessed.